7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Okay, hello and welcome to another exciting episode, but it's really not that exciting except something weird is about to happen of the Dubious Goals Committee. Did that make any sense? That didn't sound like that made a whole hell of a lot of sense to me, but I don't care because I'm pouring some tea. Guess what I'm drinking today? Haven't had this in quite a long time. It's the ginger me. Yeah. I actually started drinking this last night. Oh, and I was so glad. Oh, it's so good. It's been way too long since we've had any ginger may here on the Dubious Goals Committee. It's just a crime. It's so good. Oh. How long has it been? How long has it been since I've had any ginger may? It's been, I'd say it's been a month or maybe more. It's been a long time. All right. So we are now going to do something very bizarre, something that we haven't done on Dubious Goals Committee for a number of months. Oh, just like drinking ginger may. And I don't know how well this is going to work, and I don't know how long this is going to last, but we got to try it. I got to go for it. Let's get out of the car. Okay, all right, now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tope, is this the smartest goddamn idea you've ever had? No, but it's 14 degrees. 14 degrees, it's sunny. There's no clouds in the sky, and there's just a little bit of wind. I had to go outside. Where have we gone? We've gone to the creek, because I was driving by here with the emeritus one day, a couple of days ago, on the way back from the store. And I thought, oh, I wonder if there's any owls out here yet. So that's what we're doing. We got to check for owls. Because this is about when they start to show up. And oh my God, I see somebody on the golf course. Oh, they're not golfing, they're just walking dogs. I'm sure they appreciate that on the golf course. Okay, so I'm looking up into the trees. I'm looking for owls in the middle of the afternoon. Now that sounds ridiculous, I realize, but that's when we always find the owls down here, isn't it? Oh my God, remember that one day, what was it, July 2nd or July 6th of last year when we just walked in here and we saw all those owls? There's like four owls. We saw two right in front of us. There was one further back and we didn't even notice the one that was directly above our head. So, yeah, owls, they do hang out here in the middle of the day. And I'm listening very carefully for any rustling sounds at all. And I'm now managing to get under the tree area. We should have gone to the heronry to check for herons too. Oh my God, there are people on the golf course golfing. Is the golf course even open, or are these people just getting some free golf in? Oh. Okay, I'm almost to the spot where we go down into the creek. Oh, what was that sound? Oh, that was not anything we need to be concerned with. Okay. Oh, I'm standing here now at the cliff. I am not going to go down into the creek today. Just because I'm so messed up that if we could get down there, we probably wouldn't be able to get back up. So I am just scanning the trees. Well, what's that over there? There's something in a tree over there that is vaguely owl-shaped. But, you know, it's too far away to tell what it is. I can hear little birdies. I can see ice on the water down in the creek. Oh, obviously I don't see any golf balls. Although, if we looked up on the bank, we could probably find... Yeah, no. We're not going down there today. Jeez, and the sun is beating down on my back. I can really feel it. It's almost too much. And speaking of too much, I may have been standing here too long. Oh, we might have to crawl back to the car. No. I've got some momentum now. I feel like I'm moving pretty good. Kind of. Wait, what's that? Nothing. That's just a bird. I'm moving pretty good. Oh, it hurts though, but I'm moving. Jeez, I can't believe how warm it is out here today. It's really nice. Lots of good fresh air. And I'm looking up in the trees again. Where's all my little owlies? Oh, I gotta. Yeah, well, maybe I was just a little overly excited. And, oh, we gotta take a break here. Yeah. Wait, what was that? What was that? I thought I saw something in the trees. I'm gonna look over here. Let's go down here. I'm looking up in the trees. See, I thought I saw something big flapping. And that's the thing about owls, is you cannot hear them flap. Unlike other large birds, like, you know, ravens or crows or geese, even, or hawks, you can hear them flap their wings. You cannot hear an owl flap its wings. Oh, this has to do with the structure of owl feathers and how they work. It's a pretty cool subject in and of itself, but I'm not going to get into it right now. You can look it up at your leisure. Oh, this is a mistake. I was going to try to walk over to this. Well, now that we've gone this far, we might as well. Let's see if there's any action over here at this marmot den. This will give me the opportunity to look up into the trees in this gap over here. Oh my God. Okay. Is anybody out here? Oh, time to take a break. All right. I'm kind of close to this marmot den. It doesn't look like there's any action. Nothing has been cleared out. I wonder if I can get right up to it. Yeah, I kind of can. Yeah, no. these holes are full of leaves, which means there's no marmot in there. I'm looking up into the tall, tall trees. I'm looking down into the small, small valley. I don't see any marmots. Oh. Okay. Now, we just need to make it, 40 meters back to my car? I don't think it's quite that far away. Oh, yeah. So, I'm glad I got to go to outside today. Hey, there's those two girls. I recognize them. They live in the neighborhood. They have long hair. They're in the Tobe Long Hair Club. Except, I'm 98% certain that their hair is fake. My hair is real. Oh, oh God. We're 20 meters out. Can I make it another 20 meters? Yeah. Oh crap, but there's cars coming. Oh, I gotta go fast. This is as fast as I can go. Yeah, I'll make it. Okay. Open the car. Oh, yeah, yeah. Get in the car. Oh my God. Okay. It's time to go back to my house. It's not gonna take very long, so let's listen to some music in the meantime.
Smoke on the water.
so awesome. That was Señor Coconut and his orchestra, or Y Su Conjunto, doing Smoke on the Water. That was awesome. Oh boy, yeah, so I made it back home. Everything is fine. I got all my appliances off. So I'm halfway laying here, just sort of reclining. And I'm thinking we need some more music. Do we need more Señor Coconut? Yes. Yes, we do.
Thank you. tacón en buena forma, un mes que casado tiene que tenerlo. Pucha, bro.
¿Cómo parecerme a ella? Y así me pareceré a Jesús.
You just heard that. That was very obviously Autobahn, as covered by Señor Coconut and his orchestra. It's just so good. Oh my God. Ugh. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Okay, so you might be wondering, and I can hear the questions. Tobe, where's Blenda?
Oh, Blenda.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldron, hamburger should be high.
All right.
Damn. Look at that.
Look at that. Okay. Now that we have looked at that, what are we going to do? I don't know. Let's plug in some synth. Nothing kills time like some synth. And I was fooling around last night a little bit, and I dialed this little thing into the sequencer. Get ready for ultra excitement. Yeah. Turn on the phaser. That's better. So, yeah, we've got that little, I don't know, excuse for a bass line. And I seem to remember it being a little bit different last night. Did I change something? I don't know. Who cares? So now we need to add some drums. So I'm trying to plug in the pocket operator here. I don't have the dexterity I once did. And we need to get it ready. and sync it up. What does it sound like with drums? There's our drums. That's not interesting. I think the drums need some effects. There we go. Yeah, so I have that. What is it? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't really do anything, but we could add some crazy, wacky noise. I repatched the BitCollider last night because I was bored. And now it does weird things like this. And I know what you're wondering. You're wondering the same thing that I was wondering last night. Can we clock it? So let's take some clock. Out of, we only have two choices. So let's choose the sequencer one clock, which I don't know what it is. Just hit start. Wait, we need to reset everything. Okay, now start. Is that even synced up? Tune it. Train wreck. An absolute train wreck. It sort of syncs up, but the notes it makes don't stay synced up, but that's okay because it's getting reclocked every quarter of a second. Okay, doesn't matter. Let's plug the clock now into sequencer 2 clock, which is the strange offbeat one, and let's see what happens. Bring it back up and hit play. Yeah, so that's almost a thing, but we're done. You've been listening to The Dubious Tobe Tries to Look for Owls and Then Plays Synth Committee, when he should be waiting for a doctor to call, but it's Sunday. Doctors don't work on Sunday, so I just gotta sit here in pain for another at least 24 hours, and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.